All prophets say, are those who know equal to those who do not know?
The Immortals, a link to the life and works of Persian and Muslim dignitaries.
Fortunate is he who remembers Allah abundantly. Worldly distractions cannot mildly sway his thoughts of Allah and Judgment Day.
In the name of Allah, the Almighty, we start another edition of the program, The Immortals, coming to you from the Kalam Islam radio station, Holy City of Qom, Islamic Republic of Iran. Dear audience, the program, The Immortals, is mainly concerned with the life and works of the outstanding Persian as well as Muslim dignitaries in different fields of studies all around the world, and the expert, as usual, invited to this program is Dr. Fakhr Rohani. To give you a summary of Dr. Fakhr Rohani's profile of experience, I would like to say that he is currently a faculty member of University of Qom, specialized in the field of religious linguistics, Ashura literature, and Ahl al-Bayt literature in English language. I would like to appreciate your presence here again, Dr. Fakhr Rohani. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you today, Dr. Fakhr?
Fine.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani, Allama Bahrani, is a person who, in fact, we are going to talk about today. I would like to give a summary of his birth and family background, and after
sure.
we hear the rest of his life from your tongue.
Sure.
Thank you. I would like to say that, as a hadith, we can say, transmitter and the hadith scholar, Sayyid Hashem Bahrani was the son of Sayyid Suleiman Husseini Bahrani, mainly known as Allama Bahrani. They say that his genealogy, when referring to his family tree and genealogy, he's back to Imam Musa Kazem after 20, we can say, 5 intermediate. And he was born in the village of Katkatan, one of the suburban of the city Tobli, which on that time was the, we can say, scientific and political capital of the country Bahrain. And the exact date of his birth is not clear, but according to some documents, it is between the year 1030 or 1040 Hijra. And somehow we can say that after Iraq and Iran, the third greatest country in the region, was Bahrain, and also Tobli, the city in which Allama Bahrani was born, was the greatest city, and the, we can say, scholastic city, and the, we can say, so many knowledgeable people and scholars were produced in that part. Okay, let's have the rest of the life of Allama Bahrani from your tongue, Dr. Fakhr Rohani. Would you enumerate some of the outstanding, we can say, points?
Yes.
Mention the life of Allama Bahrani for us.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, the country Bahrain in the Persian Gulf has since been populated by Shiites and Shiite Muslims. However, owing to the strategic position of the country Bahrain, sometimes it was the arena of some conflicts, and due to some some of these conflicts, some originally Bahrainian families had to emigrate to other countries, and the family of the late Allama Sayyid Hashem Bahrani was no exception. After coming to born in Bahrain, after some years, the late Sayyid Hashem Bahrani and his family had to emigrate to Iran and to reside in the city of Isfahan, which was the capital city of Iran at that time.
That's right.
In Isfahan, he had a very fine opportunity to attend the lectures of several great ulema, and after some time he took a trip to Najaf, academic capital of the Shiite thought.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, although his date of arrival in Najaf isn't known for sure, It's certain that in the year 1063 in the Hijra calendar, he was a student and disciple of the late Fakhruddin al-Turayhi, who was a great Najaf-based scholar.
Very good.
Among his professors in Najaf, I should like to mention first and foremost Sheikh Fakhruddin al-Turayhi al-Najafi, who was the author of the book Majmu' al-Bahrain wa Matla'u al-Nayrain, and also Sharh Mukhtasar al-Nafi' and Tamyiz al-Mutashabih min Asma' al-Rijal. Noteworthy is the point that both Allama Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani and the late Allama al-Majlisi were disciples of the late Fakhruddin al-Turayhi al-Najafi. Another professor whom Sayyid Hashim Bahrani attended, I mean, his lectures, was the late Sayyid Abdul Azim ibn Abbas al-Istirabadi, originally from Iran.
Mm-hmm. That's right, thank you very much. What about his students, Sayyid Fakhrani?
Yes, he had several students in his academic career. One of his students was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Hurr al-Amili, the author of the Shiite fiqh magnum opus, Wasail al-Shia. Another one was Sheikh Mahmud ibn Abdus Salam al-Ma'na. Sheikh Abdullah ibn Ali ibn Ahmad al-Bahrani. Another one was Sayyid Muhammad ibn Ali Sayfuddin al-Attar al-Baghdadi, Sheikh Ali al-Maqabi al-Bahrani, Sheikh Hassan al-Bahrani, and Sheikh Haykal ibn Abd Ali al-Asadi al-Jazairi. These were among the outstanding students he educated.
Let's talk a little bit now about the era in which Allama Bahrani lived in. You know, Dr. Fakhrani, it is always indicated in the history that the 4th and 5th century were the time and the era of flourishing the Shiite studies, and the most outstanding books of the Shiite, scholarship and the Shiite knowledge and studies were produced in that area. So, after that, we see somehow a kind of ups and downs, okay, until we get to Allama Bahrani. What Allama Bahrani, what does he do in order to revive such an atmosphere and such a spirit among the scholars of his time, Dr. Fakhrani?
Yes. As you know, there's a very famous hadith related from the Prophet Muhammad. In that, Ya ayyuhan nas inni tarakum fikum al-thaglayn kitab allahu itrati. Kitab Allah means the Holy Quran, and Itrat means the infallible progeny of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as the sayings, the quotations. The late Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani noticed that the hadith wasn't paid the due attention. Hence, he made it his own academic duty to revive Hadith scholarship in Shiite academic and religious circles. In order to achieve this end, Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani had a very detailed and precise academic modus operandi.
That's right.
Academic procedure. One of them was that in order to prove the imamate of Imam Ali as well as the other infallible imams, the late Allama Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani used to make use of Sunni hadiths. Current and reliable in Sunni hadith collections and books.
Not to be labeled with the Shiite, for example, protectionism or something like that, yes?
Yes.
The fact that you protect and you only save Imam Ali and the other infallibles from the Shiite sources. He considered the Sunni sources too. Very good.
Another one was that, as in old times, owing to the non-existence of the printing facility, a copy of a book had to be transcribed again, had to be copied, by hand. Hence, some mistakes crept into the, later, editions or copies of manuscript. What the late Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani did was that, in order to reconstruct a book or to edit a book, he used to gather several authentic copies of a book, and he used to compare and contrast all these copies, phrase by phrase, word by word, sentence by sentence, and to come up with the right hadith piece or hadith text.
Right. Okay?
Another one was that, in order to find the, the proper hadiths, he used to indicate not only the text of the hadith, but also the chain of the transmitters, of the chain of the hadith transmitters, who quoted this hadith from the professors or mentors.
You mean the resources it was taken from, that's right.
Yes.
He used to mention different eras and different generations.
Yes, used to mention the chain of hadith transmitters for each and every hadith he used to quote.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Very nice.
And in this regard, he embarked on reviving the book or editing the book, Tahzib al-Ahkam, authored by the late Sheikh At-Tusi.
Right.
As you know, Tahzib al-Ahkam is one of the four religious canons in Shiite Islam. Hence, the position of the book is beyond question.
Very high, that's
what
right.
What the late Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani did was that he produced an edited version, an authentic version of Tahzib al-Ahkam of the late Sheikh At-Tusi.
You mean he found some, mistakes,
some
not
mistakes
by Sheikh
At-Tusi,
but during the writing and transcriptions, those mistakes were crept into the, for example, these scripts, okay?
Yes. Another one was that. Regarding the hadith heritage of each and every infallible imam, he attempted to accomplish, he came up with a good classification in order to facilitate the job of the posterity to refer to the hadiths of an imam. Okay, he produced a classification of the hadiths. For example, this hadith was concerned with prayer, another hadith was concerned with Hajj, another hadith was concerned with, for example, social affairs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or medical prescriptions or medical recommendations and so on. Okay,
he in fact organized and reorganized
them. Yes, he organized these hadiths.
That's right.
Okay. In this regard, his academic contribution in this regard was so high that many Islamic and many Shiite professors came to believe that in the history of Shiite hadith scholarship, there were two prominent figures, one Allama Muhammad Baqir al-Majlisi and another one Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani, with whom we are concerned now.
That's right. Thank you very much. Also, so many other scholars like Sheikh Yusuf Bahrani, Sheikh Hur Ameli, also Sheikh Abbas Qumi, Sayyid Mohsen Amiz, in fact, Sheikh Hassan Damestani, Sheikh Muhammad Herzuddin, also Ayatollah Marashi Najafi, and the martyr Mutahhari, in fact, in their books, appreciated the works and the knowledge of Sheikh Allama Bahrani. Let's have his works, which are too many, okay?
Yes.
Dr. Fakh Rouhani of Allama Bahrani, after taking a break, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, dear audience, taking a break, listen to a religious song. I'm back in a minute.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. Created by the Master, Allah created you. You are very special, exclusively designed. You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine. You are very special, there's only one of you. You are very special. special and remember I love you. You were made by Allah, unique in all your ways. You were made by Allah to praise Him all your days.
Welcome back, dear audience from around the world. Allama Bahrani's works and life is what we discuss in this session of the program, The Immortals. Dr. Fakhr, they call Allama Bahrani's compilation as a treasury, okay?
Yes.
What treasury is it?
The late Sid Hashim al-Bahrani was a manifold scholar. He was a scholar in Hadith scholarship as well as in fiqh. Okay, in Quranic studies.
That's right. Okay. They call him the genius.
Yes.
In Hadith transmission, Hadith, because of knowledge. Okay.
Yes. On the basis of a short list available right now, almost 60 books of his are recorded. The titles of his books are recorded here. I'm going to mention just some of them.
Very good.
Okay, not all of them, but just some of them.
That's right.
Ulum al-Qur'an, al-Burhan fi tafsir al-Qur'an, al-Lawami' al-Nuraniyya fi asma'i li wa ahli bayt al-Qur'aniyya, al-Hujja fi ma nazala fi qa'im al-Hujja. I mean, the proofs in favor of the existence of Imam al-Mahdi, who is still in the state of occultation.
That's right.
نور الأنوار في تفسير القرآن الهادي ومصباح النادي الهداية القرآنية إلى الولاية الإمامية Quranic guidance to the issue of imamate of Imam Ali as well as the other infallible imams أصول الاعتقادات حقيقة الإيمان المبثوث على الجوارح وحديث التوحيد والنبوة والإمامة مصباح الأنوار وأنوار الأبصار في بيان معجزات النبي المختار In this book he explicates the The miracles of the Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Imamat, Isbat al-Wasiyyah, Ihtijaj al-Mukhalifin ala Imamat Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'minin. The arguments of the opponents of the Imamat of Imam Ali.
In fact, he posed the arguments and the answers.
He answered and proved that the problems and the issues they raise are all baseless. الإنصاف في النص على الأئمة الاثنى عشر من آل محمد الأشراف. Fair judgment regarding the imamate of the imams. إيضاح المستشرقين في بيان تراجم الراجعية إلى الولاية علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين. This book also talks about the imamate of Imam Ali.
This shows that he was mainly concerned with Imam Ali very much. He was fond of Imam Ali very much in his
Yes,
books.
But wait, later on you find that deeply concerned with the line of imamate rather than only Imam Ali
That's
in
right.
person.
Do you know why do I say that to Fakhwani?
Yes.
Because he certainly believed that Imam Ali had a role,
yes.
And after that, the chain and the leadership yes. starts from him
yes.
to the other imams. Okay.
Yes. تبصرة الولي في من رأى القائم المهدي. تبصرة الولي في النص الجلي أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. التحفة البهية في إثبات الوصية لعلي. سلاسل الحديد وتقييد أهل التوحيد. عمدة النظر في بيان عصمة الأئمة الاثنى عشر. غاية المرام وحجة الخصام في تعيين الإمام من طريق الخاص والعام. In this book he explicates on the general and specific. By general he means arguments and specific he means Shiite arguments in favor of proving that imamate is a part and parcel of the Islamic religious thought.
Very good.
Okay. فصل معتبر في من رأى الإمام الثاني عشر مدينة المعاجز الأئمة الاثنى عشر والدلائل الحجج على البشر تفضيل الأئمة صلوات الله عليهم على الأنبياء عدا نبينا محمد In this book he proves that okay, the infallible imams are superior to all prophets except the prophet of Islam
Very good
okay. تفضيل علي على الأنبياء أولي العزم من الرسل In this book he proves that okay, Imam Ali is much more superior in status than other prophets, with the exception of the Prophet of Islam. Okay. He proves that in what respects the Imam Ali is superior to Jesus Christ. In what respects Imam Ali is superior to Moses and really? Abraham. تلخيص الرسالتين حلية النظر في فضل الأئمة الاثنى عشر. Okay. He's concerned with the virtues of the 12 Imams. الدر النديد في فضائل الحسين الشهيد. I mean the merits of Imam al-Hussein. فضائل علي والأئمة من ولده. فضل الشيعة. مناقب أمير المؤمنين. Merits of Imam Ali. معالم الزلفة في عارف النشأة الأولى والأخرى. نزهة الأبرار ومنار الأفكار في خلق الجنة والنار. تاريخ الإسلام. حلية الأبرار في أحوال محمد وآله الأطهار. مولد القائم. In this book, he proves, he talks about the birth of Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th infallible Imam. Wafat al-Nabi, he talks about the demise of the Prophet Muhammad. Wafat al-Zahra, he talks about demise and martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra. Sir al-Sahaba, Maqtal Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. In this book, he explicates on the Ashura tragedy in specific. فقه التنبيهات في الفقه أمير ريماركس عن فقه عن شيئة الحديث ترتيب التهذيب شرح ترتيب التهذيب روضة الواعزين في أحاديث الأئمة الطاهرين تعريف الرجال من لا يحصره الفقيه من لا يحصره الفقيه was a very great فقه compendium of the late شيخ الصدوق. In this book, the late Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani talked about the hadith authorities. The hadith authorities mentioned in the book "من لا يحصر الفقيه."
That's right.
رجال تنبيهات الأريب في رجال التهذيب روزة العارفين ونزهة الراغبين.
That's right. Thank you very much. It is really called the treasury, Dr.
Yes.
Fakhri, from Prophet Muhammad to Imam Ali, Imam Hussein, also Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and We cannot say at that time that such a person compiled a book, but according to some presuppositions and some, we can say according to his senses of Islam. No, he certainly knew the history. He himself was an Arab person, okay? He yes. certainly was completely familiar with the history of Arabic language and the stories happening. Okay, Dr. Fakhrani also enumerate for us on his family. They say that also Allama Bahrani's family, in fact, they're very much knowledgeable. Would you enumerate one by one his family members?
Yes. He had sons and daughter.
That's right.
His wife, the late Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani, his wife was a daughter of Sheikh Ali, son of Sheikh Abdullah. Son of Sheikh Hussein ibn Ali al-Kinyar.
That's right.
But he had four sons. Sayyid Isa, who wrote a book on Zubdat al-Usul of the late Sheikh al-Baha'i.
An explication, in fact.
Yes. Sayyid Muhsin, who was a very pious person. Sayyid Muhammad Jawad, was also a scholar, although almost no biography is available of his. And also Sayyid Ali, who was also a scholar.
That's right.
Yes.
He had also three brothers under the name Sayyid Qasim, Sayyid Jafar, and Sayyid Ahmad.
Yes.
And they say that Sayyid Muhammad Jawad, the son of Sayyid Ali, the grandchild of Allama Bahrani, was sent from Isfahan in order to preach Islam to Fars, and spent some time in the city Khonj, which was on that time a city for trade. And they said that Sayyid Muhammad Jawad, after building a mosque in that city, was threatened and was in fact immigrated to the village of Asir, and lived over there for so many years. Nowadays, there is a tomb over there, and in fact, in the city of, in the village of Asir, which is visited by so many people. And after that, his ancestors, descendants, emigrated to the city of Mohr, which was the center of Shiites and Sayyids. Thank you very much, Dr. Fakhrani. Now, let me get to his demise, okay?
Okay.
They say that it was the year 1107 Hijra, and in fact, Bahrain missed one of its greatest we can say scholars of that time, that is Allama Bahrani or Sayyid Hashem Bahrani. And they say that he's in a very magnificent burial ceremony. His body was transferred to the village of Tobli, and nowadays it is the visiting tomb of so many we can say divine seekers and the Shiite ones in the country of Bahrain. Yes. That's why they call him Allama Bahrani. I just missed this point that Bahran is the we can say adjectival form of Bahrain, okay? Yes. And Bahrani means a person who was born in the country of Bahrain.
Yes.
It was very nice of you, Dr. Fakhrani.
Welcome.
And dear audience from around the world, this was the life of another outstanding Shiite scholar, that is Allama Bahrani, coming to you in the program The Immortals from the Kalabistan radio station. Wait for the other scholars and the outstanding Persian as well as Muslim scholars in this program from the Kalabistan radio station. But you can also refer to our website at www.cuiradio.com and send us your emails on this program and the other programs of the Kalabistan radio station through cuiradio.ir. Have a nice time and goodbye.